With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Out-of-state purveyors of abortion pills could be sued by Texas residents for up to $100,000 under a bill that has received final state legislative approval.
That would include drug makers, doctors prescribing the pills, and anyone who mails the medication. It's the first legislation of its kind in any state. Supporters hail it as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being illegal in Texas. Abortion rights groups deride the measure as a bounty hunter bill, saying it would encourage private citizens to engage in a form of legalized vigilante justice. Governor Greg Abbott is an opponent of abortion and is expected to sign the bill into law. It would take effect in December, though legal challenges are likely. I'm Ben Thomas.
Health Secretary Kennedy is expected to face numerous questions about CDC personnel issues during his testimony today on Capitol Hill. Florida Surgeon General says the state will be doing away with childhood vaccination mandates. Hurricane Lorena is weakening, but the National Hurricane Center's Larry Kelly says that life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides remain a threat along Mexico's west coast.
The terrain there is obviously an impact here when you get heavy rainfall falling over that terrain, the mudslides and the rainfall slides, you know, down the mountain. So, you know, the concern there is, you know, any amount of rainfall, they call it that kind of flooding, and those higher terrain there is, you know, could be life-threatening.
Central California wildfires now roughly 15% contained. A streetcar crash in Lisbon, Portugal has left 17 people dead. It appears a mechanical issue is to blame. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 28 points. NASDAQ futures 38 points higher. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center is studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives. And finally, it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, is planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. The popular evangelist scheduled to hold a weekend festival in a city in Estonia on October 18th and 19th. Contemporary Christian artists will perform, and Graham will preach both days. Local churches across the small country have come together to sponsor the festival and to provide logistics. After the Estonia trip, Will Graham is scheduled to take the gospel message to several Florida cities in the final days of October. Member of Parliament Nigel Farage testifies before Congress on Europe's approach to free speech.
A group representing free speech in Europe testified before the House Judiciary Committee on how Great Britain's and the European Union's online policies impact U.S. speech and innovation. Lorcan Price, legal counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom International, was asked what message is sent to pro-life activists in the U.K. when they're arrested and prosecuted for expressing their opinions.
I think it shows an extreme degree of intolerance. It shows police overreach. And ultimately, we have to go back systemically. The problem is these laws that are being created. They're incredibly vague, overbroad, whether it's by European regulators or UK regulators. And they're having a real impact on people's lives and their human right to free speech.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Newsmax has filed an antitrust suit against Fox News, saying that Fox sought to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices. More details, SRNNews.com.